So we come to the fifth of the I Am sayings. So far in this series, we've seen Jesus as the bread of life, the daily diet of the Christian, the one who sustains Christian life. We've seen Jesus as the light of the world, the life-giving light that we need to be able to go through life. We've seen Jesus as the door, the entry point into the kingdom of God, protecting us and providing for us. And most recently, we saw Jesus as the good shepherd, the one who knows you and protects you because he's good. And now we come to this I Am saying, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. As we come to this saying, we need to consider the situation and the context that we find it in. If you look at the beginning of the chapter, we see this is a truly desperate situation. Let me read the first three verses. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, he whom you love is ill. Sure, many of us know the story of Lazarus, and we know how this story goes on. Lazarus does not just have a cold. He doesn't just need to lie down for a little bit. This is not an everyday sickness. Lazarus is dying. Lazarus is on his deathbed. Mary and Martha are desperate. In fact, it's very likely that by the time Jesus even hears the news that Lazarus was sick, Lazarus was already dead. We read at the end of the previous chapter that Jesus had gone away across the Jordan. He's at least 16 miles away from Bethany, which is at best a day's walk. And if you look down in verse 17, when Jesus arrives, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. So by the time the news that Lazarus is sick has arrived, Lazarus is dead. Now, as we look through the chapter, we get to see behind the scenes. We see in verse 4, verse 11 and verse 15, Jesus telling us that Lazarus will not die. Let me read those verses. Verse 4, when Jesus heard it, he said, this illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Verse 11, after saying these things, he said to them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I will go awaken him. And verse 15, for your sake I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. Let us go to him. None of this happened within the hearing of Mary and Martha, though. So as we come to verse 21, towards the I Am saying, we see that Martha has gone from a desperate situation to a state of resignation. Verse 21, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. She is resigned to what has happened. Although in the next verse, she says, even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. She is resigned to the fact that her brother is dead. She thinks that the fact Jesus was not physically there while Lazarus was alive means that her brother is gone. Lazarus being all those miles away means that he couldn't have saved her brother. Jesus' power now can't reach past death. She knows Jesus has power. That's why she called him to them. But now she doesn't think he has enough. Jesus is too late, and he's unable to change what has happened. His coming now will only be a comfort to those who are mourning and distressed. He can't do anything of consequence. And you see that as Jesus says, your brother will rise again in verse 23. Martha replies, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. She says something that is factually true, but she looks forward to the future resurrection. The headline for Martha's outlook is that life is over. Lazarus, his life is over. Death has won. Life is over and death wins. Lazarus is gone. It's a sad and dreary start to the passage. Death triumphs over life. Darkness rules the light. But that gives us the context for Jesus saying his I am saying. All of the previous statements we've seen have all been said to those who don't believe in him. But this statement is said to one who does believe in him. Martha does have faith. And so we see that Jesus gives a powerful correction to Martha's statements. Jesus is not here just to comfort the grieving. He has not come to Bethany with powerless platitudes to say nice things. He is not just a shoulder to cry on for those who have lost a loved one. Jesus has come with power, and he has come to demonstrate his glory, and so that the disciples and those who see may believe. We already saw that in verses 4 and verse 15. Let me read them again. This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Verse 15. For your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. The Bible is about Jesus. This passage is all about Jesus. Martha is looking forward to that last day. That great last day when every dead person will rise again. She's looking forward thousands of years into the future for her. When the one who will accomplish that resurrection is standing right in front of her. That is what brings on Jesus' statement, verse 25. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Yes, Lazarus lies cold in the tomb. But he's alive. Lazarus is alive spiritually. This is the whole point of the book of John. In John 20, verse 31, John writes this: These signs are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. 36 times in the book of John we find the words for life. If you want to flick through your Bible, you're more than welcome to. If you turn to John chapter 1 and verse 4, you see this. In him, that is, in Jesus, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. If you turn just over the page to the most famous verses in the Bible, John 3, verses 14 through to verse 16, you read this. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. John chapter 5, verse 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Even most of the I am sayings contain it. Chapter 6, verse 35. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Later on in verse 40, for this is the will of my Father,
that everyone who looks to the Son and believes him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Verse 47, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. Chapter 8 and verse 12, again Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Chapter 10, verse 10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I come that they may have life and have it abundantly. Verse 28 of that chapter. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hands. The whole point of the book of John is that you may have eternal life. The whole point that you may have eternal life. Jesus is the one who brings life. Belief in him, faith in him, trust in him brings life. And this life is not a far off life, a life that will come in a few years, decades, centuries' time. This life starts instantly that you believe. Belief in Jesus brings instant change. Belief in Jesus brings resurrection life. You were once dead in your trespasses and sins. Jesus raises you to new spiritual life. Lazarus was once dead in sin. Jesus gave him new life. And though Lazarus lies cold in the grave, he is alive because he believed in Jesus. The resurrection that we look forward to is not confined just to that last day when Jesus comes again. The resurrection happened when Lazarus believed in Jesus. The resurrection happened when you believed in Jesus. The resurrection is happening now as you see your brothers and sisters being saved, their souls being snatched from the jaws of hell. We saw a picture of that just last month, didn't we? Our brothers going through the waters of baptism, buried with Christ in baptism and raised to new life again. You want miracles. Look for the transformed life of the believer. You want life. Believe in him. I was at a wedding recently, and in the sermon, the preacher describes people who want to, quote, live their lives. They want to do things. They want to have experiences. They want to travel. They want a life that is physical in the here and now. But he made the point well that no, life is found with faith in Christ. Abundant life is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Perfect life is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Eternal life is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Why is it found in him? Why can Jesus even make this statement? Because he's God. As if you read your Bible, you can find a number of other places where people are raised back to life by people who aren't Jesus. Most notably Elijah and Elisha. Elijah raises the son of a widow in Zarephath in 1 Kings 17. And Elisha raised the son of a Shunammite woman from the dead in 2 Kings 4. Neither of them said that they are the resurrection of the life. Neither of them could have said they were the resurrection and the life, because the life that they gave was not from them. The resurrection power did not come from their own doing. But Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Because all life, all true life, is lived through him and through his power. Life is not, as the world would see it, just these few years that you have on earth. Physical life on this earth will come to an end to us, for us, unless we're alive on that last day. But death does not mean that life is over. Life in Jesus is forever. Belief in Jesus means death is over. You once were dead. You will never die again. Lazarus is physically buried in a tomb, but he lives spiritually. But even more than that, we see even more than just promising everlasting life. Jesus is promising victory over death itself. Those who believe will not face the second death. They will not face hell and judgment. Jesus has given us spiritual life. We can't die spiritually. We're safe. We think about what that means. Us, me and you, who deserve death, who deserve judgment. Us who hated God and rebel against God. Me and you, all of us. No one is left out. But through faith in him, we have no reason to fear death. Our physical death is not the end. We live in Christ. Our life is hidden with Christ in God. And will go on forever. We live in Jesus. We believe in Jesus. We will never die. Jesus is the author of your soul's resurrection from spiritual death. He is the author of your soul's eternal life. Jesus is what gives you confidence that you can't die. We've celebrated today the fact that Jesus struck a death blow to death. He won a victory over death. That means we have hope. His death means we do not have to die. We are not just living out our days, clinging on to every last moment. We have something to trust in. We have something to believe in. And that brings us to the final part of the I Am saying. The important question, do you believe this? Do you believe this? Because I've been speaking to Christians. We have something to believe in. But Jesus asks even Martha, who has put her faith in him, do you believe this? And this is the most important thing I could ask this evening. Jesus shows throughout all of the Gospels that he is the way to eternal life. Life comes through belief in him. There is no other way to have this life. There is no other way to receive it. There is nothing that you could do. There is no work that you could do that could get you eternal life. All you can do is believe. All you must do is believe. So Jesus asks, do you believe this? These verses are vital to us. These verses are the crown jewels. These are the best verses of chapter 11. You might have thought as I read those verses, to say, well, why are you just reading those ones? The story of Lazarus, the miracle, it's so much more exciting. You have a miracle just a few verses later, Peter. Preach on that. But these verses are the miracle. These verses are far more important. If I told the story of Lazarus without these verses, it would be a travesty. Sure, one man got raised to life. But what is the significance of that? If you hop on a plane today and go to Israel, You can go to a coffee shop and have a coffee with Lazarus, can't you? No, you can't. You can go, and you can go to what people claim is his grave there in Bethany. In fact, you have a choice of two. His other one is apparently in Cyprus. You can pay a lot of money to go and see an empty tomb and a tomb with some bones in it. Lazarus no longer walks this earth. You go to Israel, can you meet up with Mary or with Martha and ask her about this day, how they were feeling, what emotions went through their minds? No, you can't. None of these people that we read of here that Jesus meets, none of them walk this earth today. But they live. Why do they live? Because they believed. What did they believe? They believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. They trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ for their salvation. They trusted in the resurrection and the life. They trusted in the one who not only raised one man back to life again, they trusted in the one who raised himself back to life again after 3 days in the grave. They believe in his power to save them. What is the significance of the God-man being raised to life 2,000 years ago to you? Jesus demonstrating his power over life and over death is what gives you hope, Christian. His death shows payment for sin, as we have already celebrated. Has he paid for yours? His resurrection shows the death of death, the victory over the grave. New life for all who believe in him. Do you believe in his power to save you? Do you believe in his power to change your life? Do you believe in his power to keep you from dying? Do you believe in him? He is the resurrection and the life. Amen.